It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and blog comments. Air Force veteran Nathan Jones sent us this comment about our show on patriotism and African Americans. I'm a 62-year-old black man who grew up in Detroit. I served in Thailand and Japan during the Vietnam War. I love America. However, I view America as I would my family. Although I deeply love them, I feel comfortable questioning and criticizing their actions and trying to make positive change. I have certainly experienced and continue to experience racism and problems, but I stand with my country against all enemies, domestic and foreign. I have no ambivalence about being a patriot. Reuben Green in Jacksonville, Florida wrote, "As a third-generation black military veteran, I have conflicted feelings about my patriotism. I love my country, but hate what it allows to happen to people like me who served honorably but don't sometimes get the fair and just treatment we deserve. I recognize that this is a great country, but as Barack Obama has brought to light, we still have deep-seated issues surrounding race and racism." And Joe in Bend, Oregon, added this perspective. "As an Asian American, I feel that many racial minorities, and especially immigrant communities, are more patriotic than your average American, despite the many injustices that victimize minorities. When you hear the stories of the Japanese who were interned in the U.S. during World War II, those victims are often more forgiving than I could ever be. Minorities are in a unique position to value what the principles of this country really mean, whereas I feel many white Americans take those principles for granted and have a blind loyalty and don't really appreciate what equal rights for all really means, not having them ever taken away." The wildfires continue to burn in parts of California, and last week we talked with some of the men and women who work along the fire lines. Lucas Fledzinski in San Francisco emailed to tell us about his first time as a wildland firefighter. "We'd been on duty for 15 days, he writes, with very little sleep, food, and hydration. And we were called to a lightning strike fire in Mendocino County. The sun was setting as we climbed a very daunting hill toward the fire line, which extended over a mile in either direction. Without actually being able to see what was in front of us, the anticipation of what was out there was overwhelming. And then I witnessed a sight that very few people will ever see in their lifetime, an entire forest on fire at sunset. We got closer to the flames, and I remember hearing and feeling a powerful wind rush past us, and then, like candlesticks, gigantic trees exploding above us." And finally, this note from a listener named Jack Easton in Riverside, California. He writes, "My two seasons as a wildland firefighter were very much like my 3 years in the airborne infantry, physically demanding, long hours outdoors in adverse conditions, sleeping in the dirt when we had a chance, tight-knit groups living and working together, being part of a much larger struggle of which we saw only a small section. It was the toughest job I ever loved. Send us your comments, questions, or corrections. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by email at talk@npr.org or on our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.